Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur-adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero-gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Securities and Investments Commission says it secured a record $830 million in civil penalties orders during the 2025-26 financial year. It launched more than 250 investigations, which led to 25 criminal convictions and 11 individuals being sentenced to prison. Businesses subjected to major civil penalties include Union Standard International Group, HSBC Bank Australia, Westpac, Walker Stores and Mercer Super. SBS reporter Stephanie Youssef has been speaking with ASIC Commissioner Alan Kirkland about the record fines.
What we see is that corporate misconduct continues to evolve, and so we've got to be constantly changing how we detect where things are going wrong and how we investigate them. But the important message here is it doesn't matter if you're changing as a firm out there or an individual. It doesn't matter if you're changing how you're breaking the law. We will still be interested and we'll take action where there are serious contraventions of the law, and particularly where that causes harm to consumers and investors.
So some of these penalties that companies have received run in the tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars. While they're huge amounts, many of them only make up a fraction of some of these companies' profits. Do you think they're enough to genuinely deter misconduct?
Our view is that penalties need to be significant to deter individuals and firms from engaging in the same misconduct again, but also to send a message to the broader industry that if you engage in this sort of misconduct, there will be financial consequences. But it's important to say that penalties are just part of the picture. We'll also be seeing often a range of other remedies, such as adverse publicity orders, that force the firm to tell the public and their customers what they've done wrong.
ASIC has launched more than 250 investigations and secured nearly a dozen jail terms for offenders. Do you think you have the resources and the powers to keep up with the increasingly complex nature of financial crime?
I think we've shown that we can do a lot with the resources we've got. Just 250 investigations launched in the last year alone and over $830 million in penalties ordered by the courts. The important thing here is that's not just important for the firms and individuals that are engaged in those investigations. It also sends a message to other people operating in the financial system and in the corporate system that if you engage in conduct that breaches the law, you should expect that ASIC may come knocking, and where we see serious problems, that may land you in court.
What more needs to be done to ensure Australians who've been let down by financial institutions can regain trust and confidence in the system?
Trust starts with firms doing the right things by their customers. So, I mean, ASIC shouldn't have had to take action in any of the matters that have fed into the figures that we've released today. If firms were doing the right thing by their customers in the first place, letting us know where they found they'd done something wrong, and most importantly, putting things right for their customers, then not only would that mean that ASIC wouldn't have needed to take action, but also you'd have much higher levels of trust for consumers in the system.
Looking ahead, what are ASIC's enforcement priorities for this financial year?
ASIC will continue to take action on issues that matter to Australians and threaten the integrity of our markets. So that will include taking action against predatory lending practices, against insurance firms that don't do the right thing by customers that need to make a claim or make a complaint, against super trustees that don't protect the balances of their members, and against people who engage in market misconduct like insider trading, because all of that is essential for the integrity of our system.
Look. Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.